You are now listening to Conversations with Congressman King. Discussion on issues that impact your life with your representative from Iowa's 5th District.
Welcome to Conversations with Congressman King. This is Steve King, and every week we bring you a great guest. This week we have another great guest. Today with us is Representative Lamar Smith of the 21st District of Texas. Lamar Smith is a ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, should have been the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and one day will be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Mr. Smith represents San Antonio, downtown Austin, and they call it the Hill Country out there, but I'd say also you represent the Alamo. Lamar Smith, welcome to Conversation with Congressman King.
Steve, thank you very much. It's a pleasure and a privilege both to be with you on your radio show. And yes, I do represent what's called the Hill Country of Texas, but it's very much like Iowa, I'm convinced. Or at least we have deep roots and appreciation for American values like you do. And let me thank you for all your efforts in Congress as well. You call me the ranking on judiciary. I can return the favor and call you actually what you are, the ranking or lead Republican on the immigration subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee. And on that subcommittee, you are doing great work. I don't know of anyone who has ever done it better, and I was once chairman of the immigration subcommittee. But I appreciate all the talents and dedication and intelligence you bring to that job. And I hope your listeners and your constituents realize what you're doing for our country. You always act in the best interest of the American people. We call it America's best interest. And you do that no matter what subject you're working on. And in this case, I know we may be talking about immigration, but there is no more complicated, complex, emotional subject than immigration. It touches every aspect of every life in America. And you're the lead in Congress on that. And I hope your constituents appreciate the hard work you're doing and the fact that you do have the national interest in mind whenever you do act.
Well, Lamar, you know that I look to you for leadership on this as well, and that the strategy and the overall view that you have for all of the policy that comes out of the Judiciary Committee is a big, big responsibility. And I appreciate also the way that you set us down. And we have an opportunity for input and help work that strategy. And after those meetings are over, you put it back together in a coherent fashion. We know what ground we stand on when we step in there to work together. And this is our fifth year together in the Judiciary Committee. That's overall. Right. And I think you're right on when you talk about how complicated the immigration issue is. That was a realization that I came to when I arrived here in Congress that I didn't anticipate.
Mm-hmm. Immigration, I've been working at it, as you pointed out, a number of years, Steve. And when we think of immigration, we're talking about the fact that we admit legally 1 million people every year to the United States. That's more than any other country. And that's a huge impact. Most of it is good. Some of it is not so good. And, of course, what we hope to do with immigration policy is to emphasize the benefits of the right kind of immigration and hopefully be able to discourage the wrong kinds of immigration. But in addition to that, 1 million people we have coming in legally, we've got 500,000 people at least every year coming into the United States the wrong way. They're not playing by the rules. They're not waiting their turn, and they're breaking our immigration laws. And that's one of the things that you and I are trying to do is to encourage the right kind of immigration, discourage the wrong kind of immigration. And whatever we do, keep in mind that whatever our immigration policy is, it's got to be in the interest of American workers, it's got to be in the interest of American taxpayers, and it's got to be in the interest of our country. And those standards are not easily met when we talk about immigration policy.
And I think, Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas, that when we look at this policy, there are people that have different viewpoints on what they think is right, what is wrong. I know I'm always hearing the argument, well, this isn't fair. And I made a statement last night on the floor of Congress that anyone who's raised two or more children knows there's no such thing as fair. And so we need to get to the argument about justice and equity. Yes. And the rule of law and the Constitution, and then perhaps some empirical data about our economy and how our culture grows out. Exactly. All those pieces I know you think about, and you took a real lead on the immigration issues a little more than 10 years ago and left a mark here in this Congress that I've been able to utilize. It's helped me a lot in Iowa, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, thanks. That 1996 law that you referred to, and I was the House sponsor, and Alan Simpson, a senator from Wyoming, was the Senate sponsor. We didn't get as much done as we wanted to in that bill, but we did some positive things. One of the components of that legislation, which, as you just pointed out, over 10 years later has not been implemented and I think does need to be a part of our immigration policy, is an entry-exit system. We simply need to know who's coming into our country, why they're coming in, how long they're staying if they're here temporarily, and whether they leave the country or not. 40% of the 12 to 20 million people in the country illegally are visa overstayers. They actually came across as tourists or they came across on a business visa or short-term type of visa and then never returned home. And if we don't have an entry, particularly an exit system, we don't know which of those individuals actually left when they were supposed to. And therefore, almost half of our problem in America today is a problem that we can't do anything about because, again, we can't identify who the individuals are who have overstayed. So I'm hoping, since previous administrations have not done so, I'm hoping that this administration, before they leave office, will at least implement a complete entry-exit system so we have a better idea of who's coming in and why they're here and how long they stay. And that's something I know that you have been working on and agree with as well. But it's not everything we touch with immigration seems to be fraught with controversy and also an unwillingness on the part of individuals in Republican and Democratic administrations to just simply enforce current law. If we enforce current law, and you and I have talked about this before, I think that that would reduce the size of our immigration problem. It would reduce the magnet that attracts so many people to the United States, the easy availability of jobs, and we'd be able to know who the individuals are who we need to usher home. And yet we are not simply enforcing our current immigration laws, and in my view, we ought to be doing that before we do anything else.
You're listening to Conversations with Congressman King, and we're here with Congressman Lamar Smith of the 21st District of Texas, and that does include the Alamo. But, Lamar, you do go back to the immigration policy that had your stamp on it from 1996, and you talked about, without naming it, the U.S. Visit Program, about keeping track of people that come into the United States and those that leave. And I recall being down to the port of entry at Sasebo, Arizona, sometime last year, and as I watched people come and go, and it looked like the Border Patrol officers that were there, where they recognized a lot of the vehicles and a lot of the people that were there, and they would have their card and swipe that card through coming into the United States, and it might well be the same people a few minutes or hours later that would drive on out without any kind of check whatsoever.
Yeah.
And without having an exit system, the entrance system simply then logs all the people that come into the United States, and I'm having trouble figuring out what value that might be if we don't have an exit system. So the balance of those in minus those go out would be those that are theoretically in America. And I know the administration has made a decision not to implement the exit system. What are your thoughts on how we can get the administration to implement current law?
Gosh, that's something I've been working on for a long time. I think it has to be a combination of a couple of things. It has to be members of Congress like you and I who will, frankly, put public pressure on the administration to implement current law. But there also needs to be a degree of the voice of the people themselves. There needs to, and believe me, it's there. When you look at any of the public opinion polls, I think it's between 70% and 80% of the American people consider illegal immigration to be a serious problem. And by the way, that majority of the American people cuts across every socioeconomic, every ethnic group, every income group, every group you can imagine. And sometimes people say that, that for instance, Hispanics do not want to control illegal immigration. They're right up there, too. 72% of Hispanics in America think illegal immigration is a serious problem. They're Americans. They're Americans first, and that's a wonderful thing. But everybody recognizes the problem with illegal immigration. And to the extent that the public can make their voice heard, to the extent that people, they don't need to write you in your district, by the way, but to the extent they can write senators or the president or other individuals, I think that that all helps. The voice of the people ultimately impels all true reform, and that's where it needs to start. And then you and I will try to represent our constituents and try to do some good for the American people as well.
Yeah, you know, I often talk about how Congress is not the proactive organization that I believed it would be, and not the way I studied it in civics class, but more a reactive organization. Mm-hmm. And there are principled people here that drive on policy, and I have every conviction that you are one of those leaders, Lamar. But for the most part, the core of Congress is going to be moved by their constituents. influence rather than their good judgment. And that's why it's important to weigh in. And often I'll talk to a high school group or maybe an entire school district and young people especially and tell them, whenever you weigh in on a subject matter, however small and insignificant you think it might be, it always matters. Maybe only a little bit, but it always matters. It's the voice of the public in America that's going to move policy.
And there's strength in numbers. It all adds up. And as you and I well know, elected representatives are particularly have sensitive skins when it comes to criticism. And I used to say that, you know, if I got 10 letters on any subject, it got my attention. If I got 100 letters on any subject, it might change my mind. And if I got more than 100 letters on any subject, I felt like I was in danger of being recalled. And so if people write letters and make calls and these days send emails or even send faxes, they can be heard. And members of Congress will respond. And so maybe we can sort of spread the word around Iowa and maybe other states as well.
And we have a major debate on immigration coming at us and the discussions that are going on over in the Senate about a bill that's being in that looks like it's going to be or is a Kennedy bill. The thing that they passed out of the Senate last year, I don't think the American people understood the components of what was passed out of the Senate with regard to the amount of amnesty that was there, the numbers of people that might be legalized over the next 20 years. Those facts, Lamar Smith, and so it wasn't a real national debate on the subject matter. Yeah. Can we have one this time?
Well, I hope we can have a national debate, because if we have a national debate, we'll be able to stop legislation like the legislation talked about in the Senate. And maybe we ought to talk about that word amnesty that you used too, Steve, because to me, when we talk about amnesty, we're basically talking about forgiving people for crimes. We're talking about, in the case of amnesty and immigration, we're talking about legalizing, giving legal status to individuals who are in the country illegally. By any definition, whether it's common sense definition, dictionary definition, including Black's Law Dictionary, or Webster's definition, when you're forgiving people for their crimes, and in this case, actually rewarding them, possibly putting them on a path to citizenship, giving them the greatest honor our country can bestow, that sends the wrong message. When you reward people for breaking our immigration laws, that says to the people who have played by the rules, who have waited their turn to come into the country, and it basically says to them, you've been foolish to wait. Why not just come in illegally? You're going to get rewarded for doing so. And at that point, we have really lost control of our borders beyond what is the case in the situation today. We are no longer a sovereign nation. And basically, we are saying anybody can come in anytime they want to. And even though, you know, our hearts go out to the people who, for example, live south of the border, even though we might do the same thing if we were in their boots, and even though we want families to be able to get jobs, we cannot be the host country to everybody in the world who wants to come here to better their economic condition. We'd be talking about hundreds of millions of people from all over the world. And so there does have to be a system of legal immigration, and we need to only admit those who will contribute to our country and pay taxes and you know, start businesses and be contributing members of our society. We need to make sure that individuals are not coming in just to take advantage of our generous welfare state, for example, and to become a burden to the taxpayers or to the hospitals or to the schools. And unfortunately, that's often the case today. So, again, we need to put our country's interests first and act in the national interest when it comes to immigration policy, acknowledging that our national interest may not always coincide with the interest of hundreds of millions of people living outside America. And in a way, it's a compliment that so many people want to come here. I mean, we're the freest, most prosperous country in the world. But on the other hand, if we want to stay free and stay prosperous, we are going to have a limited number of newcomers, and we're going to have to know why they're coming, how long they're here, and whether they're going to leave when they're supposed to or not.
Well, this has always been one of the most difficult decisions to make on policy. And I've talked in the past about how America's vitality has come from a smart immigration policy that skimmed the cream off the crop from the rest of the world. And we got the vitality of the other countries, the donor countries. And that, I think, is one of the foundations for American exceptionalism. And you've been a part of holding that together, Lamar, and I want to compliment you for that.
Thank you, Steve.
And, you know, I appreciate you coming with us today on Conversations with Congressman King. I hope to be able to take up the subject matter in the future as we debate further on American exceptionalism. And when we make decisions that change the destiny of the country, it's essential that we understand the underpinnings of what's made us great, the compositions of those underpinnings, the Constitution, the rule of law, American exceptionalism, property rights. The list goes on and on, and we'll continue identifying the foundations for American exceptionalism and helping to define our immigration policy at the same time. Thanks so much for being part of Conversations with Congressman King.
Steve, good to be with you, and I'll be there to help you.
I'm looking forward to that, too, as well. Thank you very much, Lamar.
Please join us next time on Conversations with Congressman King. For more information on any of the topics mentioned today, visit the website at house.gov/Steve King.